Brexit.
BBC Radio
6.
Music.
Right now, it's Stuart McConey's Freak Zone.
Pretty feet and do the low yo 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 yo. Woo. All right, baby, do your low yo yo with all your stuff. Now, baby, do your low yo yo stuff. Whether you're long, tall, short, or skinny, sometimes it's rough. You mean to tell me it's that low yo-yo stuff? Low yo-yo-yo-yo-yo-yo-yo-yo. Fast goes fast, slow goes slow. Low yo-yo-yo-yo.
From his attempt, largely unsuccessful, I think, to become a more big commercial proposition, Captain Beefheart, the album Clear Spot, that was low yo-yo stuff. And if you're thinking I sound a little lower than normal, just ahead, Cold Guys, it's a bunged up Stuart McConey here, welcoming you to the Freak Zone. Thank you to Now Playing. Coming up on the show tonight, the likes of Anna von Hauswolf, Mike Oldfield, Alex Zawadzki, a classic reissue from Bert Jantz. We got a new project from Laura Cannell. We got some Greenslade, Residents, Sidrim. And we got some groovy global sounds too from Venezuela and Denmark. We'll hear from A.G. Cook, the Renaissance man and head honcho of the PC music label. And our featured album is by way of a bittersweet tribute, which I'll tell you more about after a couple of tunes, beginning with something from the fabulous new album by Arch Garrison. Thank you. That's lovely, isn't it? Down Under from Crimson Moon by Bert Jansch. This is one of Bert's later recordings that's just been reissued on its 20th anniversary. First standalone cut to vinyl on Earth Recordings, Crimson Moon. Featured guest appearances from some of the younger guitarists who he'd been such a profound influence on, like Johnny Marr and Bernard Butler. That instrumental was called Down Under. And before it, an instrumental from the gorgeous new album, The Bitter Lay, by Arch Garrison, a duo of Craig Fortnum and James Larkham. Investigating and tracing a line from British music from Purcell through Vaughan Williams and Britten to early Pink Floyd and latterly the Cardiacs. So to our featured album, we learned last week of the passing of Simeon Cox, co-founder of the brilliant and pioneering 1960s experimental electronic band Silver Apples, who died of pulmonary fibrosis aged 82. He had been a guest on this show. We've played his music so much on this show. If you want a fuller history of Simeon and his music, there's an excellent obituary by Laura Snapes in The Guardian Online. Essentially, in the 1960s, he had a fairly standard band, I think, called the Overland Stage Electric Band, to which he introduced to the lineup a 1940s, a wartime military audio oscillator. He said that this prompted nearly everyone to leave the band, except the drummer Danny Taylor, and they became a really pioneering duo called Silver Apples, playing a proto-synthesizer setup, 9 audio oscillators, 96 manual controllers, and Danny on drums, as I say, partly on discarded Second World War equipment. In 68, they make their debut album on Cap Records, this brilliant debut that so many people revere, on the same label at the time as Sonny and Cher and Burt Bacharach. It did absolutely nothing commercially, 193 on the Billboard album charts, but its influence goes on and on again. It's been compared to Can, it's been compared to Suicide. He said of it, Simeon, "It never sounded weird to me. We weren't intending to be futuristic. We were just kids playing and making pop music."
Oscillations. Sunbeams in the air,
That was Love Fingers. And before that, Seagreen Serenades. And before that, Oscillations, which you may recognise as being sampled by Uncle and LFO, by Silver Apples from 1968. Their co-founder, Simeon Cox, passed away just last week of pulmonary fibrosis. And we are marking his passing with this wonderful record as our featured album for tonight. He built this thing called the Simeon, this massive rig. He said, I'd heard the word synthesizer. I had no idea what it was. We were dirt poor, so we just used what we had, which was often discarded World War II gear. And it's an amazing record. And if you don't know it, well, you'll get the chance to hear more tracks from it tonight. There's a new album called Permanence by musician-producer Guy Andrews, Abstract Electronica. It's one continuous piece of music that you can listen to in smaller, bite-sized chunks, if you like. He says of it, we cannot claim permanence in our lives, but what we can hold on to permanently is the idea of change.
Is Stuart McConey's Freak Zone.
BBC Radio 6
Music. We'll be right back.
I thought those went together really rather well. You heard in the beginning 1.3 from Permanent by Guy Andrews, new on Houndstooth Records. And then after that, from 1979, the closing section of The Peace Platinum from the album Platinum by Mike Oldfield, borrowing heavily in the choral arrangement from Philip Glass's North Star. The engineer of Platinum was a frequent collaborator of Glass, Kurt Munkacsy, and Oldfield himself, one of the earliest champions in Britain of Glass's music. I thought that sounds rather lovely. North Star Platinum Finale by Mike Oldfield. We've got more from our featured album to come, the eponymous Silver Apples. Our featured label is PC Music. We've got music from Anna von Hauswolf, Laura Cannell, Greenslade, and after the Six Music News, the Budos Band, coming up after the Six Music News.
Six Music.
This is BBC Radio.
Six Music.
BBC News at 8:30. I'm Claire Ronacres. Three more council districts in Wales are to be placed under local lockdown measures from 6pm tomorrow. 60% of Wales will then be under restrictions. Residents of Neath, Port Talbot, Torvine and the Vale of Glamorgan will not be allowed to enter or leave the areas without good reason, and they won't be able to meet anyone from another household indoors. Here's the First Minister, Mark Drakeford.
Figures have continued to deteriorate in those three areas over the weekend, and the advice we've had is that now is the moment we need to act. And local restrictions will apply in those three areas from 6pm tomorrow evening.
BBC News understands that the man arrested on suspicion of murdering the Metropolitan Police officer, Matt Ratner, is called Louis de Zoyza. He's 23 and from Norbury in South London. Searches are being carried out at his parents' home and another property in Surrey. Joe Biden has once more called on Republican lawmakers in the United States not to confirm Donald Trump's Supreme Court nominee before the presidential election in November. The Democrats' presidential candidate said President Trump's aim in trying to push through the nomination of a conservative judge, Amy Coney Barrett, was to scrap healthcare legislation passed under Barack Obama.
Never before in our nation's history has a Supreme Court justice been nominated and installed while a presidential election is already underway. It defies every precedent, every expectation of a nation where the people are sovereign and the rule of law reigns.
In football, Jamie Vardy scored a hat-trick as Leicester won 5-2 at Manchester City in the Premier League. Leeds won 1-0 at Sheffield United, while Tottenham drew 1-1 with Newcastle after the visitors were awarded a controversial injury time penalty at White Hart Lane. And in tennis, it's been a bad opening day of the French Open for British players. Andy Murray, Dan Evans and Joe Konter have all been knocked out. That's Six Music News. I'm back with more at 9:30.
This is BBC Radio Six Music.
Now on BBC Sounds.
Six Music. We'll be right back.
From Staten Island, that's groovy stuff from the Budos Band, Long in the Tooth, from the album of the same name. I welcome, I delight in your correspondence, either electronically to stuart.6music@bbc.co.uk, or you can write to me and send me music and whatever takes your fancy to the first floor of Dockhouse, BBC Media City, UK. That is Salford M52LH. Got a letter from, an email from Jill and Tony. We've only just discovered you in the last few months. Recently, for the first time in our Moonbase Alpha caravan. Flip it mega, just ace. We love it all. Love and freakishness. Sorry for the boring email. Wine has got in the way of creativity. Nothing boring at all about such praise. So thank you very much, Jill and Tony. Let's dip back into Silver Apple 68. Their debut album, our featured album for tonight. Bands like Stereo Lab and Spiritualized and Portishead have all cited them as an influence. In fact, Portishead's Jeff Barrow said they are the perfect band and they should definitely be up there with the pioneers of electronic music. I Have Known Love and Water from the 1968 debut album by Silver Apples. I think by common consent, their best record. They made a second record at the time in the late 60s. They got Pan Am to let them take the cover shot from on the flight deck of a Pan Am plane. But then when they brought the album out, the back of the album has them as a picture of a plane crash, which I guess, understandably, Pan Am were rather horrified by, and it got mired in legal difficulties and it had to be pulled. Latterly, it was released, but at the time, I think it rather stymied their career. But we have this brilliant first record from 68, and we'll be dipping into it more. Not to celebrate, but to pay tribute to Simeon Cox, who passed away, co-founder of the band, last week. This is The Freak Zone with me, Stuart McConey. Here's an email I got recently from Jack in Cambridge. He said, I really enjoyed Illuminated Biker Gang by A.G. Cook on the latest edition of The Freak Zone. Why not play more off-kilter trance on the show? A palate cleanser for the ears in amongst all the weird, eerie, noisy and creepy music. Not that I don't equally enjoy all that weird, eerie, noisy and creepy stuff, says Jack in Cambridge. Well, A.G. Cook, of whom you speak, is the head honcho of PC Music, who are a London-based collective and record label who known for this particular, it's a very maximal, surreal, extreme take on pop, particularly electronic pop. It's ultra-glossy, it's bright, it's colourful, it embraces the aesthetics of advertising and rampant consumerism. They formed in 2013. The Grammy-nominated Sophie was an early associate of the label. There are a host of fictitious and real people on the label, Hannah Diamond, Tommy Cash and Girlfriend of the Year. Pop princess Charlie XCX has lauded them for their influence on her sound. Well, here he is, the man himself, A.G. Cook, to tell us more.
Six Music.
BBC Radio.
Six Music.
Stuart McConey's Freak Zone.
Yeah, I'm A.G. Cook, founder of PC Music, a label that's been sort of running since 2013. I started the label pretty much immediately after finishing uni because my course was literally music computing. And I was thinking a lot about man versus machine binary that you see in a lot of kind of older 20th century kind of electronic music. So I was really seeing laptop or any kind of computing as one of the most like personal objects that we all interact with.
I see you look at me and I know that you think you like what you see.
At that time, I was just really enjoying recording almost anyone that I knew, you know, anyone who had a really strong vibe, a sense of personality that I thought would translate into audio in some way. A sort of kind of semi-joke that I would use at the time is just, you know, treating everyone as if they're a major label artist or something, but trying to inspire that similar level of confidence and rollout. Trying not to have a strict label ethos or, you know, I'm not drawn to kind of a dogmatic manifesto in that sense where, you know, this is right or wrong. With every release, as long as it feels adventurous in this kind of personal way as well, then it's been right to me. And generally avoiding the middle ground in a sense, you know, like not being too serious with it.
It's so hard to hold you.
I think it would be probably interesting to listen to the track Beautiful Superstar. I guess it encapsulates a lot and has a, you know, willingly meta title. It's definitely quite a interesting track in terms of PC Music for, you know, being very guitar heavy and sort of tied to a completely different sound world, although, you know, I'd say that I think still the approach, you know, the way I do vocal production and the way I just generally organize things and the slightly strange structure towards the end, you know, for me that brings out the kind of attitude of PC Music that I'm talking about.
Now that it's done, maybe you wanna follow.
secret conversation. Fashion. No, I don't wanna say that it's true. You're breaking me down. Don't trust your own life, the one that grew apart. Oh, cause everything can change and hope. I hope it does.
Big thanks to A.G. Cook. That was Beautiful Superstar from his new album, Apple, which is out now, working his own riff on pop. Working, I think, their own riff on pop back in 1973, although they were ostensibly a progressive rock band. That's where they'd be filed. There's something of the Beach Boys and the Canterbury sound, I think, about this, the title track of their 1973 album, Bedside Manners Are Extra.
Thank you.
past the last time I loved didn't last. Although it's goodbye, the old school tie came in useful but fast. Your mother and father want to know what we already know. Please write to me if you have. Let me know tomorrow. Please write to me. Please fly to me.
Bedside Manners are Extra, title track of the 1973 album by Greenslade. A very complicated sounding record when you consider there's no edits and no overdubs. They just bashed the rehearsals to in a church hall in Middlesex, then committed them to tape, but excellent sounding. I hope you agree. Jeff Clark says, I'm sitting in the new kitchen with the sliding doors open, looking at green light balls, tree lights and bats swooping down for the midges. That last track was the perfect soundtrack. I can't be sure what that last track was, Jeff, because your email came in last week, but I thank you anyway. I hope you're going to enjoy these three selections coming up now, starting with a new project from Laura Cannell, a fiddle player we've enjoyed very much on this show in recent years. Her new album is collaborative. There's spoken word, there's vocal on there with the likes of, and you'll hear them all here on this track, Stuart Lee, Kate Ellis, Polly Wright, Jennifer Lucy Allen. Again, trying to get at the hidden and folkloric elements of British landscape, particularly the Norfolk-Suffolk border, where Laura is from. It's called These Feral, or Feral, if you prefer, Lands, and this is Barsham Light.
Yeah, I'm a curious sort of guy, and my immediate thought was that it wasn't by chance. But the one thing that doesn't change is the equinox.
From Bishop's Bridge
went up towards Buckthorpe
or the heath.
His horses are headless, they flash fire and hot breath.
Blundering back now to Barsham End.
Just 4 minutes, the equinox sun beams into
the church in Barsham.
And there on the red beam, the crucified Christ.
We'll bathe once more in heaven's golden light.
Have you got a light, boy? Have you got a light, boy? You've got a light, boy.
Have you got a light, boy?
Last night's Freak Zone playlist was put together by Atlanta-based singer and producer Sequoia Murray, whose music we've been playing a great deal of late. He's got a new self-released double A-side available now on Bandcamp. From it, that was Skin Needs Skin. Before that, from her new album, purely instrumental organ album, recorded on an organ, in Gothenburg, Sweden, a replica of the Arp Schnittger organ in Germany. Organ enthusiasts may be familiar with that. The great Anna von Hauswolf and a beautiful thing called Persephone. And then before that, Barsham Light, which is the opening track on These Feral Lands, Laura Cannell and Friends. Dinosaur L was an alias done by Arthur Russell, to whom our Freak Zone playlist curator for this week, Sequoia Murray, has often been compared. Russell was a genius, a man who was equally at home in avant-garde classical music and dance music, and one of his many funk and dance aliases, although with his own strange take on it, was Dinosaur L. From 2424 Music, this is In the Corn Belt. We'll be right back. Dinosaur L and In the Corn Belt from 2424 Music. Let's go way back to Denmark in 1970 and the debut album on Sonnet Records of Day of Phoenix. Wide Open Enway is the name of the album. It's been reissued not that long ago, and there's some tremendous stuff on there, including this, if you ask me. Craig Green, who has been described by All About Jazz as the son of Bill Frisell and the grandson of Derek Bailey. He has a new album called Love Notes in Binary Code on the excellent Sheffield label Discuss Music. Duets largely improvised between Craig on acoustic guitar and Clive Deamer, who you may know from his work with Radiohead, Robert Plant, Portishead and Hawkwind. And Love Notes in Binary Code, as I say, the name of the album, that was Self-Portrait in Three Filters. Still to come, we have two more tracks from this wonderful 1968 album by Silver Apples. We got some music from Alice Zawadzki, The Residents and Sid Rim after the Six Music News.
Six Music.
This is BBC Radio.
Six Music.
BBC News at 9:30. I'm Claire Ronacres. The BBC has learned that the suspect in the murder of Sergeant Matt Ratner at Croydon Custody Centre is 23-year-old Louis de Zoysa from Norbury in South London. Mr. de Zoysa is critically ill in hospital following the shooting on Friday. The government's being urged to guarantee that students can return home for Christmas amid a series of coronavirus outbreaks. Thousands of undergraduates in Manchester, Glasgow, Aberdeen and Edinburgh remain confined to their halls of residence. Labour want the Education Secretary Gavin Williamson to address MPs tomorrow. Amar Anwar is a lawyer and a former rector at the University of Glasgow. He says students are entitled to leave at any time.
They are well within their rights under coronavirus regulations to terminate their leases and to be allowed to return home back to their families, because they have been treated as cash cows. And why would any member of society want to be put into a giant petri dish in order to know that they could catch coronavirus as a result, when they could quite easily carry on their university career for the next few months with online classes?
Three more areas in Wales are to go into local lockdown from 6 p.m. tomorrow. Residents of Neath, Port Talbot, Talvine and the Vale of Glamorgan will be unable to enter or leave without a reasonable excuse, and households will not be able to mix indoors. In Formula One, Valtteri Bottas has won the Russian Grand Prix for Mercedes after his teammate Lewis Hamilton received two time penalties for performing illegal practice starts. Hamilton finished third behind the Red Bull of Max Verstappen. Bottas says the drivers' championship remains a possibility.
It's nice to get a win again. It's been a while. Need to try and keep the momentum. Again, managed to squeeze a bit of points against Lewis. There's still quite a few races to go, and you just never know. I'll keep pushing and won't give up, and we'll see.
And in football, a hat-trick for Jamie Vardy, two of them penalties, helped Leicester to a 5-2 victory over Man City. Newcastle drew 1-1 with Tottenham, Leeds beat Sheffield United 1-0, and West Ham won 4-0 at home to Wolves. That's Six Music News for tonight.
This is BBC Radio Six Music.
Now on BBC Sounds.
Six Music.
I love that so much. Material is one of my favourite albums of recent years. An Austrian producer called Klemz Bakker, who is at heart a young free jazz drummer, but he also forges his own very distinct kind of progressive version of electronic hip-hop, and I don't know what you call it, maybe EDM or dance, but it's whatever you call it, it's wonderful, from Material, that was Zunder. Our featured album for tonight is 1968 Silver Apples by Silver Apples, the duo formed by Simeon Cox and drummer Danny Taylor. Simeon passed away just the other week from pulmonary fibrosis at the age of 82, and we are paying tribute by playing some tracks from this wonderful album tonight. Here's Misty Mountain and then Velvet Cave.
Did you?
Misty Mountain and Velvet Cave by Silver Apples. In the mid-1990s, all kinds of great lost music came back to light, I think, largely because of the early internet and crate diggers finding new networks of communication and forums and chat rooms. And it certainly worked for Silver Apples, so much so that in 1996 they reformed Cox and Taylor with a new member, Jan Hawkins, and made four albums, including they put out that one, The Garden, that had been lost in the Pan Am kerfuffle. Back in the day, the first album from 68, I think everyone would agree, is the absolute cracker, and we've been playing it as our featured album for tonight. I hope you've been enjoying it. Do let me know. From a recent album that we have been very much enjoying, from the Anglo-Polish singer Alice Zawadzki, this is the title track of Within You Is a World of Spring.
Within you is a world of spring. That soulful, chaotic season. That I cannot possibly forget. But don't turn without a need for reason. There's a fountain of health from your mind that to all hearts does speak. To me you do speak. We'll be right back.
This is
BBC Radio
6 Music.
Stuart McConey's Freak Zone.
There's a new compact, triple CD comp we've been dipping into of late. Music, music, music. The dawn of synth pop. I'm not sure if you call that synth pop, but it is very strange. The Residents, who made an album called Eskimo based on Inuit folklore, and they made a disco version of it called Discomo, and you just heard it. And before that, Within You Is a World of Spring by Alice Zawadzki from the album with the same name. Gonna leave you with some Venezuelan funk by Ramon Salvi. Don't forget the Freak Zone playlist with Sequoia Murray. From Bichos, this is Kafunga. I will see you soon.
BBC Radio 6 Music.
Right now, 6 Music. It's Don Letts.
Watch for the rhythm. Watch the way we tap it in a mixed timing. Rise and amplifying when we come in with the swing. Let's follow the back and naturally harmonizing. Timing to position, we synchronize things. Life from outer ghetto, we maximizing. The sound of the group and mother, we super styling. We super styling.